exactly, since I have the great opportunity to represent Europe. But the question raised is, of course, a very serious one. Children who go missing because of registration systems not working. And I can just tell you that we, Sweden, my country, doesn't have a specific pledge for this specific problem. We are extremely aware because 2015, we received 35,000 unaccompanied children. What my country will continue doing, and we will brief member states, others interested, is about our resettlement policy. My country belongs to one of those who will keep up the quotas for resettlement. And also education, as I said, we have a strong pledge for education. And as we know, that if children can attend school, and we heard that from Farida, you can prevent, you can, it is as in as such a prevention and protection measure. But I think it's good you raised this. We have a new commissioner for humanitarian issues in the European in the EU, and that's a very committed person. I happen to know him from being the head of the OSCE Organization for Democracy and Human Rights, Janusz Lenarczyk. So I hope he will address us about EU policies that can be improved concerning children. Let me just also take this opportunity, because I did not respond to the request to panelists about involving faith leaders. And I, like others in the panel, this is crucial, because we are very much, my country, the EU, working with a community-based approach. And that's the very gist, I would say, of the Global Compact for Refugees, because you know the Global Compact grew out of the pilot projects, it's a refugee response framework, and without including faith leaders in the community-based work, well, we will not succeed. So that's extremely important, including the issues Farida is mentioning, the SRHR, which are extremely an extremely important part of protection of children, young girls.